USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After being charged with four counts of homicide involuntary manslaughter, the parents of the school shooter in Oxford, Michigan are on the run, last being seen in their car when appearing for court over a video conference. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard joins Fox News and explains why police cannot find the parents.
We were notified by the prosecutor's office that she was going to issue charges. Then we went to move to arrest the parents, and at that point, a little later in the morning, the attorney said the parents are now non-responsive.
The state of Oklahoma is suing the Biden administration over the coronavirus vaccine mandate for federal workers and the military. The lawsuit claims the mandate will force many National Guard members to quit, which would harm the safety and security of Oklahomans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
President Biden has signed a bill extending government funding. He did so hours before the government runs out of money. The extension pushes existing funding into mid-February. The House and Senate passed what's known as a continuing resolution Thursday night. 210,000 Americans found jobs in November, which is the smallest monthly tally since December of 2020. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says these lower numbers were to be expected.
Raise everybody's taxes, they're making it more difficult for every business to do business, and they're adding regulations every day. So what do they think is going to happen? You're going to get fewer jobs, so poor families like mine growing up are just going to struggle to get work. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Many are concerned that the underwhelming jobs report came even before the Omicron variant appeared, with Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell saying the new variant could make the United States inflation problem even worse. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Democrats are eyeing a vote on the Build Back Better package by Christmas. Republicans are raising worries about inflation and the deficit being affected. This as every Democrat does have to vote for the bill to pass, including Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who tells CNN what she's looking for in the Build Back Better bill.
What I really want to focus on is how to get to a solution and solve a problem that matters to everyday folks in Arizona. And people back home in Arizona know that I am committed to ensuring that any legislation we pass retains America's competitiveness. So I won't support any legislation that increases burdens on Arizona or American businesses and reduces our ability to compete either domestically or globally. And so I want to make sure that if we are crafting legislation, we're doing it in a lean and efficient way that's fiscally responsible and doesn't impact things like inflation or make our businesses less competitive.
Las Vegas will close 2021 and begin 2022 with the mask mandate still in place. State officials say Southern Nevada and other areas deemed high risk for coronavirus transmission should not expect to lose their mask mandates for a while. Because of the new Omicron variant and fears of another winter surge, masks will remain the rule indoors regardless of vaccination status. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.